Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome back to another episode. This week we'll be looking on the question, why is it important to have an emergency fund? Have you ever been in a situation where something unexpected happened? You got sick and you now have to pay for a procedure that cost a lot of money. Where are you going to get that money from? Or you meet in an accident, an unfortunate accident, a car accident, and you have damages to your car that needs to be repaired. And the cost of the damage is so much that you have to find additional sources of income because your main salary cannot take care of the expenses. Or some damage is done to your home, faulty wiring, or some plumbing that needs to be fixed. I need to buy some fixtures and pay a plumber to come and do the repairs and whatever. Do you have extra income to fund that and can buy all the parts and deal with it in a timely manner? If the answer is no, then you need an emergency fund. And our core scripture comes from Genesis 41, verse 34 to 36. Make arrangements to appoint supervisors over the land to take a fifth of Egypt's harvest during the 7 good years. Have them collect all the food during these good years and store up grain under Pharaoh's control to be kept for food in the cities. The food will be a reserve supply for our country during the 7 years of famine that will happen in Egypt. Then the land will not be ruined by the famine. From the scripture, we learn several things. And the first one I want to share is the four reasons why you should save. Meaning save and put aside money for an emergency. One, God will save you from famine. Job 5 verse 20. He will help you not to worry about money, according to Psalms 33 verse 19. He will help you store your surplus, according to Proverbs 6 verse 8. And he will help you to prepare for any emergency, according to Proverbs 27 verse 12. Last week, fair enough, we talked about honoring God with your wealth. And one of them was having an emergency fund. And now, today, you know, we're going in detail in terms of why you should have the emergency fund. And these are four reasons why you should save. Something to understand now in terms of there is two systems at play here. There's kingdom financial system and there's the world standard. And there, the ideas clash in a way where what the world teaches in terms of finances is not the same that God says, and it's two different things. So here's a comparison. Kingdom financial standards say pay 10% of your income into the kingdom as tithes. The world standards don't believe in paying tithes. Here is it now in the scripture that we read earlier. It says save 20% of your surplus. The world expects you to spend your surplus. Some persons will teach you to save and invest, but that's another thing. But some persons will expect you to spend what the extra that you have. The other thing now, here's where the difference is. The kingdom financial principles expect you to depend on God to meet your needs. The world says borrow to meet those needs. The final thing is that give to the poor and needy. And the world teaches you to be selfish. Think about me, myself, and I. If you don't follow the kingdom finances principles and you don't save, what will happen? In a time of emergency, you will become hopeless. You won't know what to do, where you need to get financial support from, and it will cause depression. The next thing is that it will cause financial shame. The other thing is that you will have unsatisfied needs. Well, let's go back to the financial shame part. Do you want bailiffs to come and take away what you never have or pay? Or do you want to be in a position where you have a hit on your car and you can't afford to fix it? So you have to park the car, probably take the bus or depend on a friend until you can do that. Or do you want to be in a position where you need to pay your medical expenses and the bill collectors keep calling you over and over again? And you feel shame you feel aware, you feel shame, you feel bad that you are not able to meet those needs. Why? Because you'd never have an emergency in place. So that's why you need to have an emergency fund. Unsatisfied needs. Also, one other consequence to cause is starvation. The next thing is that you will have food and an unreliable source of income. Also, you will have no money for emergencies, which we talked about earlier. You will worry about money constantly and you will be in debt. We have to get the money somewhere. And if you borrow the money will add additional debt to you. So you have to think about now what you need to do. And these are some things that you can think about when it comes on to dealing with emergency funds and what you need to put in place and why. So here's the benefits. God will keep you from becoming hopeless when you put an emergency fund in place. Bear in mind, you're not depending on the fund, but it's the principle of doing it which will give you peace of mind knowing that there is an emergency in place for you down the line. According to Job 5, 19 to 22, you will not be put to shame. According to Psalm 37, 19, you will be satisfied during times of famine. Trust me, there are going to come a time when all the additional sources of income them dry up. But in those periods, you will actually have a supply that you can rely on in the event that you need to. According to Proverbs 10, verse 3, you will have plenty of food and a dependable supply of income. According to Isaiah 33, verse 16. So these are the reasons why you need an emergency fund. These are some principles based on what the Bible is saying. Why is it important that you should have an emergency fund in place? And the question is, do you have an emergency fund? Have you started? Do you have the extra surplus that you can set aside a little for later? Something to think about for this week. And until we meet again, God bless. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.